Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's a magic number.
Three.
It is. It's the magic number.
Three. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time for another in our occasional series that we call Pick Three. And joining me to play DJ today is Sophie Harris, music editor for Time Out New York. Sophie, welcome back.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm well. What you been listening to lately?
I've been really excited about music this past couple of months. I feel like last year was not my favorite year, goes. And this year has just had a real crop of good stuff. I think we're going to start with the single from the new Devendra Banhart album. The album's called Mala, which means darling. It's like a sweet little term, Czechoslovakian term, I believe. And the track is called Für Hildegard von Bingen. And it's inspired by the story of a Catholic saint from the 12th century who, in Devendra's mind, escapes her cloister and becomes a VJ.
Well, I mean, Hildegard von Bingen was more than just a saint or a nun, although she was both of those. She was also an amazing composer.
Right.
So,
right.
As far as we know, is Devendra quoting from any of her melodies here, or not that you can hear?
Do you know, actually, the rhythmic cadence in this track made me think more of something like A Phenomenon by LL Cool J.
Ah, okay.
And the influences on the album, it really runs the gamut. There's kind of references to the phrasing on Uptown Top Ranking, that old British hit from way, way back. And there's some really lovely kind of mellow, swoony tracks. And I honestly think it's one of his best albums yet, and I'm speaking as a fan.
So it comes out on March 12th.
But, it does indeed.
But we can hear the lead single called Für Hildegard von Bingen, which simply means For Hildegard of Bingen, from Devendra Banhart's new record, Mala.
Now she's leaving. Congregation left the abbeys. Suffocation. She's been dreaming. Relocation from monastic regulations.
That's Devendra Banhart from his forthcoming record Mala. The single is called Für Hildegard von Bingen. German for, simply, For Hildegard of Bingen, a reference to the 12th century German abbess and composer and mystic. And that's part of Sophie Harris's pick three for us on Soundcheck today. Sophie is music editor for Time Out New York. Will Devendra ever shake the freak folk tag, do you think?
You know, I think he will. I think his albums are always going to be slightly out there, but they're so melodic and so kind of musically organized in a way that I don't think he can just be dismissed as this, you know, crazy hippie at
all. So what's next on your pick three?
So next on my pick is a guy called Bernhoft, and I'm very excited about Bernhoft. I was doing some listings at Time Out, as we do. We ingest an awful lot of music. And I would say probably every 4 or 5 months I find something that I think, hang on, and do kind of a musical double take for. And Bernhoft was one of these people. I looked him up and, you know, said he's a Norwegian singer-songwriter, and I imagined that he'd be terribly earnest and, you know, a bit whimsical. And actually discovered this guy who is pretty much a one-man everything. He sings and writes kind of neo-soul flavored music. His voice is gorgeous, really kind of velvety, and he loops brilliantly. So he'll be looping his voice, he'll be looping in the instruments, and he actually performed the song that we're going to hear on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and it has since had 5 million hits on YouTube. And if you go and watch the video or listen to the song, I think you will probably hear why.
So it's a track from 2011, but from a Norwegian singer who's beginning to be better known here in the States. Here is Bernhoft with Come On Talk.
Thinking a lot. such is the end of a family affair. And the things that went wrong in a manner of speaking, I should have been more forthcoming about the things I needed to say. But you seem to be talking to someone else. Now you got me feeling so sorry for something I didn't do. You got me crawling down a gutter when I should have been busy making love to you.
That's called Come On Talk, a 2011 track from the Norwegian singer known as Bernhoft, who Sophie Harris at Time Out New York has been listening to a lot lately, and we're all going to get to hear a lot more of Bernhoft, Sophie. He's lined up for two of the big festivals this year, Bonnaroo and South by Southwest. He's also playing here in New York at Glasslands next week on the 11th. So one to watch, I guess, for 2013.
Yeah, absolutely, and no excuse to miss him.
So let's round out your pick three with a band that we had here in the Soundcheck studio not too long ago. What do you like about Nightbeds?
I like this guy. He's called Winston Yellen, and he's from Nashville. I like it because it's melancholy, slow, slightly haunted-sounding music. But there's this kind of vague tinge of in the video, almost impending violence. You know, there's just something more than standard kind of sappy singer-songwriter fare, and mm-hmm. it's just exquisitely beautiful.
And the album's called Country Sleep. You said he's from Nashville, right?
He is indeed.
So despite the Country Sleep in the title and the fact that this sort of one-man-led project called Nightbeds is from Nashville, this is not in any way, shape, or form that Nashville sound, is it?
No, it's absolutely not that Nashville sound. But on the other hand, I think that when you have these very kind of otherworldly sort of voices and melodies, there is something distinctly Appalachian about
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost that recalls someone like John Jacob Niles, the famous murder balladeer that Dylan loved so much in the 60s. I would say fans of this would do well to check out that.
So this is Nightbeds and a song called Even If We Try.
Home to the past, clouding in my glass, lever all my youth, remember what is true, as we watch the cars fleeing with the cold, laces set on fire.
Nightbeds from Nashville in the album Country Sleep, which came out last month. Even If We Try is the name of this song, and that wraps up Time Out New York music editor Sophie Harris's Pick 3, which also included that Bernhoft song, Come On Talk, and Devendra Banhart's new album, Mala. Thanks so much for joining us today, Sophie.
Thank you. Cheers, John.
Last Monday was National Grammar Day. It's not usually a holiday I celebrate, but this year our contributor Faith Saley brought some examples of particularly egregious grammar mistakes in music to our attention. You can hear the entire segment on our website, soundcheck.org. Anyway, after the show, we heard from our listener, Amy Wolk. Amy is a high school English teacher and a cabaret singer. She writes, I've been annoyed by grammar mistakes in songs for a really long time. That's why I began to perform a piece on grammar in songs a few years ago. Some of these things really get on my nerves.
She has a ticket to ride. She has a ticket to ride. She has a ticket to ride. And she doesn't care.
I think you've found your new favorite holiday. Thanks for sending us your song. You can find Amy's entire ode to musical bad grammar on our website, soundcheck.org. Next, pianist Fernando Otero plays live. This is Soundcheck.